5:04 on a flashback Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Sportsline, Rich Roth, Ed Lane, live all across ESPN Radio in Virginia, 1240 in Roanoke, 93.3 and 1320 in Lynchburg, 730 Southside, and 1350 in beautiful Bedford, Virginia. Folks, got a dandy coming your way. Flashback Fridays are always fun. Lots of children's football tonight. Lane's Lines, the second week of the playoff edition. And then tomorrow on both ESPN Radio and WIQO, assuming it's back on the air thanks to the good folks at AEP.
Getting ready to fork over a lot of money for them, Rich. Winter is almost here.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But we're expecting power to be restored to our transmitter site up on top of No Business Mountain. And WIQO should be back on the air. And we'll be broadcasting the Glass JF game with an expanded hour-long pregame show featuring both coaches live at the same time, catching up with us about 3:15 or so tomorrow, and little roundtable discussion. Dave Ross and Andre Kendrick doing the Glass broadcast. Of course, it's yourself and Rick Kennedy for JF. Dave Walls will be dropping by from WSET, recapping all of tonight's action and previewing Glass and Jefferson Forest take two.
Yes, first time it was very heavily tilted toward EC Glass. They covered the spread. So the spread's a little bit larger than the pick'em the last time.
I've already heard some people not too happy with the spread.
I mean, hey, you got to adjust based on the results. What are they, Glass people think it should be higher?
No, I think Glass people think it should be lower.
They afraid?
JF's a good football team.
I mean, that's true and all, but you know, JF, it was a pick'em the last time, and it was 65-36.
I get it.
I mean, look, we're adjusting. I mean, the spread's not 29; it's lower than that. So
JF get a nice window at Salem.
Yes,
at Salem.
I think everybody took Salem to cover in that one.
I look forward to asking.
Memo to the Glass people.
I look forward to asking Coach Christmas tomorrow what he thinks of Lane's Lines.
Yes. I don't know. Too bad Heritage isn't playing because their defensive coordinator has used Lane's Lines as a motivational tool for his team before.
Hey, good news. I'm just getting passed a note. Literally passed a note. It's like I'm in high school again.
Yes. What does the note say?
No
check
text?
Yes or no.
No, yeah, check yes or no. Right. Now it's kids are just texting each other, but we used to have to have, we had notes we passed back and forth. Note says WIQO is back on the air thanks to the good folks at AEP. No sarcasm here. Wonderful job getting that back up and running only 25 hours after a little rain.
I just love the name No Business Mountain. It's so appropriate with them. They're the only ones in business. Do we get a credit for being off the air that long?
I'm sure we get a credit. I'm sure that happens. I'm sure our bill just goes up.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, wait a second. You wanted continuous power? That's going to cost more.
It's like the ultimate sham.
You know, we joke about this until they say, hey, screw those guys. There it goes.
I know, that or all of a sudden the bill will be higher. And it's all you can contest it. It's like arbitrary numbers.
Oh, boy. So, WIQO is back. That's good news for kiddie football and children's football tomorrow.
Yes, because WIQO is your home for the FYAA. Well, not FY. Well, FYAA, yes. It is home for the Bedford County, Campbell County Blue Ridge Bowl. We have the 8-and-under game. It's a 10 o'clock kickoff. And now that WIQO is back on and it gets to stay there, we'll even be able to bring you a little pregame coverage with dual coach interviews. We are only copying the idea from our bigger pregame. We'll get to that momentarily. Then we have the 10-and-under game slated to start at noon. And as soon as that's done, maybe I need a police escort at the rate I've been driving vehicles or things have gone for me. I'll just gladly take one over to City Stadium because at 3 p.m. we go on the air, as you just alluded to, Rich, for EC Glass hosting Jefferson Forest.
I tell you what, I am going to tune in tomorrow because I want to hear 8 and under football coaches being interviewed, because I just can't wait to hear what they say.
Well,
I can only imagine. I mean, you know, I coach some youth sports, lacrosse and basketball, and the fact that someone actually is interviewing those coaches, I just really hope little Johnny quits picking his nose.
That's how you handle it. Although, didn't you, in your defense, I would say you have a skewed, and this is so ridiculous I'm even defending you, but you, because everyone knows you do have a bit of a skewed perception when it comes to youth sports, but I must admit, Rich, in your defense, didn't you have a game in which somebody was eating like a Twinkie during the middle of the game?
Yes. He was complaining about playing time, and I went to put him in the game, and his helmet was off, and he was eating a snack. And it was the first, the game had just started.
It's not like he needed some extra fuel to get to the end.
And I'm sitting there thinking, the game's only an hour. I mean, it's not like you're out for a 5-hour round of golf where he needs some hummus or something.
Yeah, that's what he should have. What was his snack? Was it a banana?
I don't know what it was. I just remember looking over going, seriously, you're complaining about playing time, but your helmet's off when it's time to go in the game and you're eating a freaking snack?
I mean, the things that happen with youth sports is kind of comical.
It's crazy. And then, like, interviewing that. See, the part that cracks me up is interviewing a coach. Like, hey, what's the game plan? The game plan is, you know, I hope the kids kick the ball in the right direction.
Yeah.
Right? I hope they run the right way. You know,
I mean, I hope they have fun. Thankfully, the coaches that I interviewed do get that. This is not, and we'll hear his highlights or lowlights, depending on how you want to look at it. This is not Coach Chavarria out there. I know that may be your perception of youth football. Good old Friday Night Tyke season one. I didn't hear anyone saying F Rustberg or anything like that.
Well, that's good to know.
F the Red Devils.
That's good to know, Ed.
What is your motivational talk to them? F the Red Devils. Really?
Oh, boy. No, well, that'll be fun tomorrow. And I know the parents and the grandparents and the kids all love to have that. And the Blue Ridge Bowl will be highlighted tomorrow with the voice of the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers, Ed Lane, manning the microphone. So that'll be fun. And it's exciting for everyone. And I know it's a neat opportunity. It really is. So, enjoy.
I know, and that affords you the opportunity to be part of our pregame coverage.
Oh, I'm so excited.
JF at EC Glass.
I'm so excited to do that. I really am excited. You know, it was a fun game the first time, and the fact that everything's on the line, the winner gets to move on in the playoffs. It's cool, and we're treating it right with blowout the budget coverage, and the pregame show should be fantastic. We're bringing in Dave Ross to do the Glass game, the legend himself.
Yes. The dulcet tones of Dave Ross, Pat Summerall on the radio. That is,
it is.
He sounds like him.
He does.
He's got the great voice, the vocal cords, and everything. By the way, winner of the game tomorrow will get either Pulaski or Blacksburg. Blacksburg's number one seed, so the winner of tomorrow may well just be going to Blacksburg. If that's the case, just store this in your calendar if you like either of these teams. That game will not be played next Friday night because Virginia Tech and UVA will be squaring off just down the road from there. It will be played on Saturday.
That's definite?
That's definitive. I called the Blacksburg athletic director who confirmed that earlier this week. So it will be Saturday. They don't know the time, but it is. They're not going head-to-head with UVA Virginia Tech.
No, that's probably a good idea.
I would say so.
Dennis Carter, sports director, WSET, kind enough to join us each and every week here on the Sports Line, presented by the good folks over at Trio. It's a brick oven eatery, but we know it is Trio. Great pizza, great beer, great appetizers, and great burgers, and so much more. Fun place to eat, conveniently located on Route 221 in Forest. Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Hey, Rich and Ed. How are you guys?
We're good, man. We're good.
You guys are really breaking the bank if you've got Dave Ross coming on doing the game tomorrow.
Yeah,
my goodness, you're going big time.
We're sparing no expense. We were hoping to catch you for the pregame, but I understand that you'll be in Blacksburg yourself covering the Hokies and the Canes.
Yes, I will be. That's a must game for the Hokies. They have got to have a win in that game. They need to turn things around. They've lost three in a row, guys. Got to get it together because they got that big meeting with the Cavaliers a week from today.
Yeah, Hokies desperately need one to inch ever closer to bowl eligibility and the opportunity to buy that game. Right? I mean, that's like the drama around the Hokies. Will they be able to get one so that they could pay somebody for another?
Because right now we're sitting at four, and if you're a Hokies fan, you got to have two more to be bowl eligible. You have two games left on the schedule right now, Miami and Virginia. So unless you get that 12th game, you got to win these next two, starting tomorrow. But you're saying if they get one of the two, then they're going to buy that 12th game and try and get number six.
Well, I mean, that's the talk, right? I mean, that's what everybody's saying. That's a possibility, at least. So, and I know how important the bowl streak is, and you know, for a variety of reasons. And you know, you really can't blame them. And you look back to the hurricane that wound up postponing or canceling a bunch of those games, and you see UVA being proactive and moving their game to Tennessee. So that they were able to get that game in, and it won't make a difference for the Cavs, but it might have. And, it was a great move, and the Hokies may now be left scrambling.
I think they are definitely scrambling just from the sounds of things. They're looking in all directions, checking out all possibilities to try and find that 12th game. And so far, we haven't heard that they found it. So obviously, the process is ongoing, and we'll have to check back and see if they finally get that game.
Maybe the loser of Glass JF.
Oh, wow.
Man, Rich is going low on the Hokies today. That's a low blow, Rich.
I would say they could always reschedule his Tar Heels again, but they weren't. That was too close for comfort.
Maybe Old Dominion. Oh, wait. A rematch with the Monarchs.
No, I don't think they want any part of the Monarchs. No. Anybody but the Monarchs.
WSET's Dennis Carter with us on the sports line. You can avert your eyes when it is Miami's offense against Virginia Tech's defense. You're just going to pretend that doesn't happen?
Boy, Tech's defense has got to stop somebody, and they've got to stop Miami tomorrow. Miami's having a not-so-good year. They're, 5-5 right now, but they're better than Tech at 4-5. So I don't know what to expect tomorrow. I really don't. You know, Hokies defense has got to come up with some stops. They can't afford to keep giving up, 30, 40, 50 points a game and expect to win. So you got to play some defense in order to win. Your offense has been struggling. They're not putting up points like they should be, so You got to put things together, and you got to come out of there with a win tomorrow.
All right.
If you lose tomorrow, that's four in a row, and they may not want to play in a bowl if they lose four in a row.
All right, Dennis. Bottom line us before we slide over to the Virginia Georgia Tech game. What do you think happens? Do the Hokies break that three game losing streak?
I think they do. I think they're going to find a way somehow. I don't think it's going to be a pretty game. I think it'll be a close game. But I think Tech's going to find a way to beat Miami tomorrow.
I agree. Miami, it's going to be too cold for them. Even though it's warm by our standards, for them it's not.
Mid-50s, man. Maybe not in Blacksburg.
Yeah, it'll be in the 40s with wind, I'm sure.
It's always colder in Blacksburg, guys.
Always.
It's always colder in Blacksburg.
Oh, yes. I'll get to experience that next Saturday in all likelihood, standing on top of another press box, freezing my butt off, calling high school football. I can't wait to get back in my car with heated seats because that's the only saving grace that I have from that experience. Although it probably will be a good game, so that's the fun thing. Tomorrow may not be good. You said Virginia Tech. Is this a close game, or is this one where Miami just doesn't really show up and all of a sudden it turns into a runaway?
You know, I think it's going to be a close game. The way Tech has been playing, I don't know that they can blow out anybody. So I think Miami's going to hang with them, and I do feel like the Hokies are going to find a way to win, but I don't think it's going to be a pretty game. and I don't look for a route. I think it'll be close, but Hokies pull it out.
You know, clearly the Virginia Tech and Miami game is not as good a game on paper as Virginia and Georgia Tech in terms of the quality of teams, at least right now. But it seems to be the more appealing game. And I think part of that is, you know, Virginia and Georgia Tech just aren't they aren't that exciting to watch, right? I mean, you know, when you look at this game, it just doesn't really seem to get the juices flowing, does it?
Well, and I think Miami and Virginia Tech has tradition.
Yep.
They played some incredible games, you know, even at Lane Stadium over the years. Miami and Tech
Stadium.
At the Ed.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
They've got some great memories of that rivalry. So I think it's just a bigger traditional game. A lot of folks like watching the triple option that Georgia Tech employs. You know, it's going to be tough for Virginia. It's a tough offense to defend, and I think it'll be an extra challenge for them.
Wait, people like watching that offense? Virginia especially.
Some people do.
Not Cavalier fans.
Why don't remind Cavalier fans of Navy last year?
Yeah, they didn't like seeing that Navy offense run all over them last year. That was not pretty for the Cavaliers last year. But this is a much better Virginia team than the one from last year.
WSET Sports Director Dennis Carter with us here. We will shift over to that game, Virginia at Georgia Tech. Do you like Virginia in this matchup? Everybody else seems to think this is going to be a close game. Clearly, if you've heard me this week, I have my doubts about it. What do you see unfolding in Atlanta tomorrow?
I think it'll be a highly competitive game. Georgia Tech may have a little bit too much for Virginia. You know, things have been going real smoothly, really great for Virginia of late. But I don't know. I don't see them going on the road and winning in Atlanta tomorrow, even though they're playing well. I think the triple option is going to create some headaches, some problems for Virginia, and I just look for Georgia Tech to pull out a game that I think will be close. I think Virginia, nobody's really going to blow out Virginia too badly this year. They can hang with about anybody, you know, on their schedule. So I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Georgia Tech probably finds a way to win at home.
Does Virginia's injuries on defense bother you, worry you a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. You know, some of the injuries that they've had in the defensive backfield particularly, you know, you can't have some of those big-time players banged up back there. It's the time of year for injuries, though. You know, everybody's dealing with injuries now, but I think that is a concern, and I think it could come into play tomorrow.
Dennis Carter, Sports Director, WSET. One other game we want to touch on the college slate before we take a break and get into everybody's favorite segment of the week.
Recognize.
How about the Liberty Flames? Back-to-back back-to-back Power 5 games.
Rich Cullen, wow. This is the hardest on their schedule.
Yeah, this will be a tough trip down to Auburn. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. Although, give Liberty credit, they gave Virginia all they wanted for, you know, pretty much three quarters last week. They played very well. They were only down 7, you know, early to mid-third quarter, and then Virginia kind of took command the rest of the way. But Liberty played pretty well in that ball game. But I think Auburn's going to be way too much for them. Auburn's had a disappointing season. They've struggled. This might be a good opportunity for them to unleash some fury against Virginia against Liberty just because they've had that rough, disappointing season.
All right, Dennis. You ready to hang with us? Get to a little children's football?
You know it. It's the time of the week that I wait for. All week long.
Yeah.
All right, Dennis Carter going to stick around. Dave Ross going to join us, and last week's winner will be back as well. Is that Milton?
I believe so, yes.
All right. So look forward to Lane's Lines right after this. Stay tuned.